Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And you may not be so pleasured because I've got a lot I want to say today. There's been a lot of news. I know you've heard the noise. The Democrats, the rhinos, the rhino Republicans, the socialists, crybabies. Do you realize all of them want war? Have you figured that out? Why do they want war? Because they are mob rule. That's why. Now, I've noticed with great delight and just a little bit concern, because it makes me think, oh, things are really going bad, that many of the conservative talk show hosts have all of a sudden started using the term republic rather than our democracy. Now, I know the Civil War changed much of that, but we still call ourselves a republic. And we still have some of those values left. For instance, the 2016 election was won by the electoral vote, and that really set the left on fire. Not only because they lost, but because their mob rule lost. Democracy. Rule by omnipotent majority. That's what it means. In a democracy, an individual and any group of individuals composing any minority have no protection against the unlimited power of the majority, in its case, of majority over man. Now, the definition of a republic is, a republic is similar to the representative democracy, except it has a written constitution of basic rights that protect the minority from being completely unrepresented or overridden by the majority. Do you get the difference there? Do you understand why the founding fathers created the Electoral College? The cities have more population, but that population should not call the shots for all the people. That's simple Beth terminology there. Not a democracy, no mob rule. Now, I have a paper that kind of lists those out, and I'll share that later if we ever have time. I'm not sure we're going to have time today. And it's been laid on my heart. I thought about this yesterday during the show and off and on during the day as I was trying to do other work, and then last evening. It's been laid on my heart and on my mind to call you to action. Are you up to the task? Do you have the number 202-224-3121? We may have to find some other numbers, too. I said yesterday how proud I am of you, the deplorable ones. Remember when there's a bad storm or some kind of an incident that only the essential personnel are expected or wanted to come to work? The deplorables are the only essential personnel, and I'm serious here. You are the republic. Because you are the essential ones, that's the reason, that's the very reason that Hillary called you deplorable. She knows that she was less than necessary in this nation. And we know she is an evil person, a nasty woman who pretends to be one way and really kind and all concerned about minorities in front of the camera. But she is a socialist who wants only to control you and own all you have. And you need to get that through your essential mind and understand they want war, and that war is against you. You, the deplorables, who are the only essential ones, the essential personnel, true constitutional, rule of law loving citizens, God fearing, gun-carrying, as Obama would say. They want war with you. You elected the outsider, and they hate you for it. The left scream about minorities, but what they truly want is majority rule. Mob rule. I say all this because I want you to understand I'm okay with you taking pride and calling yourself deplorables. I'm okay with that. Wear the t-shirts, wear the hats, do whatever you want. But you must absolutely know you are essential. American citizens who know their rights, for the most part, or at least understand that independence does not exist with big governments. With big government's thumb pushing you down and ruling and regulating and licensing you and taxing you every which way. I have a list which is too long to share, but it includes 97 forms of taxes against we the people, the deplorable. The essentials are those of us who have figured this out. If you figured it out, they're afraid of you, and that's why you're deplorable. While the left, the rhinos, and the ignorant, the socialists, they have violence and war on their mind. We have the advantage. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, she didn't need those shoes, although, you know, ruby red slippers are pretty nice. She had the power without the bling and the flare, and you do too. And they know you do. And we proved it by electing the president, Donald Trump. And they fear you. They are now desperate and trying all they can. If they impeach or in some other fashion get rid of your president, that will teach you to never, ever go against them, the deep state shadow government again. It is you that they hate. They want war and they want violence. And that's all they have left. Because, as we all know, their policies bring poop in the streets. And the essential deplorables know that fact. I say poo to socialism. The deplorables will overcome, and we can begin this by not electing the Democrats come election in November. Your president and his vice president and their families and their staff, the administration, are under severe attacks. The left and the rhinos are now screaming the absurdities of treason. There has been treason, and it is from the left. They are calling for all presidents, for all president supporters to be harassed, for airports to be hampered, for restaurants to be seized, for liberty to be murdered and your independence taken. In June, I shared an article with you, and I want to do it again today. We have to absolutely understand, unfortunately, we are at war. Rob Reiner believes it's with Russia. I shared that with you yesterday, his little bits of wisdom. But Russia is not the enemy. I'm sorry, Rob, but idiots like you are the enemy, who know absolutely nothing about your Constitution. You're filthy rich, made a living pretending, and you're talented, I'll give you that. He was called a meathead then, and he's still a clueless meathead. Brennan is a communist, calling our president treasonous. He is a communist. He voted for a communist president. Way back. And somehow he ended up in the CIA. Do you ever wonder what's going on? Well, it's the deep state, and it's been there for a long time, and it is deep, and it is dark, and it is ugly. And they don't like the deplorables who are essential to the republic. I hear music. We're going into a break. I have a lot more I want to share with you. Put the numbers down. 877-895-5410 is the number to call here. I'm going to wait to take calls. 202-224-3121 is the White House switchboard. But we're going to have to find some other callers, call numbers, because we've got to burn it up. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to Beth Ann. This is CSC Talk Radio. Talking about the war that we're in, and I want you to recognize it for what it is. It isn't politics as usual, and it hasn't been for a long time. I said that before the last election. It's no longer politics as usual. I'm just as upset with the Republican Party as I am the Democrat Party, although I think there are a few in the Republican Party that are trying to support the president and the Constitution. Maybe we should say that first. I don't care so much about supporting the president as I do about supporting the Constitution. However, I have only heard one Democrat, and by golly, I don't remember his name, and I need to remember his name. He's not on board with some of this socialism stuff. Now, he's more socialistic than the Constitution, which, you know, that just blows my mind. I wonder how many, really off track here, I really wonder how many of these elected officials have actually read their Constitution. Maybe we should take a couple of shows and just read the Constitution. Oh, I saw some eyes go rolling back behind their heads. There, I did. I saw you through the radio. I saw you. Well, the Dems want you to hate all the cops and the military. Have you ever wondered why they want you to do that? Because they want war. They have declared war, not against the president, although he is the obvious target, but against you, the essentials, deplorables, figuring out their sins and their crimes. Now, I don't have his name in front of me because I lifted his article from that, but I have here The Civil War, and it was written by a gentleman who passed away in April. And let me see if I can get his name here. I know I had it. His name was Jack McKenzie. And I agree with what he has, except I think it goes much farther than what he has stated here. Civil war. How do civil wars happen, he says. Two or more sides disagree on who runs the country. And they can't settle the question through elections because they don't even agree that elections are how you decide who's in charge. Now think about that. That's the basic issue here, he says. Who decides who runs the country? When you hate each other, but accept the election results, you have a country. When you stop accepting election results, you have a countdown to a civil war. And I'm going to stop right there, and I want to explain. The Democrats right now, who are proudly admitting that they are socialists, they are calling for violence against president supporters. They have called for impeachment, not formally, since before his inauguration. They did not accept the results of the Constitution. They do not like, of the election. They do not like the Constitution, and they do not like that Electoral College, which protects the Republic. The Mueller investigation, he goes on in his article here, is about removing President Trump. Removing President Trump from office and overturning the results of an election. We all know that. But it's not the first time they've done this. And he went through history here, so let's go back with him. The first time a Republican president was elected this century, they said he didn't really win. Do you remember who that was? The Supreme Court gave him the election, and that's the pattern here. What do sure odds of the Democrats rejecting the next Republican president really mean? It means they don't accept the results of an election that they don't win. It means they don't believe that transfers of power in this country are determined by elections. And that, he says, is a civil war. He says there's no shooting, at least not unless you count the attempt to kill a bunch of Republicans at a charity baseball game practice. But the Democrats have rejected our system of government. They claim they're socialists. Remember that. This isn't dissent. It's not disagreement. You can hate the other party. You can think they're the worst thing that ever happened to the country. But then you work harder to win the next election when you consistently reject the results of the elections. You don't win. What you want is a dictatorship. Your very own dictatorship. And that's what they want. And that's what they've created. This is outside his article here. I'm elaborating. That's why they've created this deep state. And it goes back even to the president that he's referring to with the hanging chads, if you remember that. It goes back that far and farther yet. This deep state, this shadow government that ignores your rights, ignores your constitution, and has imposed 97, at least 97, ways of taxing you. They don't like you. And they don't want to give up. Now back to his article. He says the only legitimate exercise of power in this country, according to the Democrats, is its own. Whenever Republicans exercise power, it's inherently illegitimate. The Democrats lost Congress. They lost the White House. So what did they do? They began trying to run the country through federal judges and bureaucrats. Every time that a federal judge issues an order saying that the President of the United States can't scratch his own back without his say-so, that's a civil war. Our system of government is based on the Constitution, but that's not the system that's running this country. The Democrat system is that any part of the government that it runs gets total and unlimited power over the country. If the Democrats are in the White House, then the president can do anything. And I mean anything, he says. He can have his own amnesty for illegal aliens. He can fine you for not having health insurance. His power is unlimited. He's a dictator. But when Republicans get into the White House, suddenly the president can't do anything. He isn't even allowed to undo the illegal alien amnesty, I love that he said alien, that his predecessor illegally invented. A Democrat in the White House has discretion to completely decide every aspect of immigration policy. A Republican doesn't even have the discretion to reverse him. And that's how the game is played. That's how our country is run. It's sad, but it's true. Although the left hasn't yet won that particular fight. When a Democrat is in the White House, states aren't even allowed to enforce immigration law. There's no sovereignty. But when a Republican is in the White House, states can create their own immigration laws. Under President Obama, a state wasn't allowed to go to the bathroom without asking permission. But under President Trump, Jerry Brown can go around saying that California is an independent republic and sign treaties with other countries. By the way, California is the one with the poo in the streets, just so you remember that. The Constitution has something to say about that. Whether it's a federal or state, executive, legislative, or judiciary, the left moves power around to run the country. If it controls an institution, then that institution is suddenly the supreme power in the land. This is what I call a moving dictatorship. Now think about this. Think about what he's saying and what has happened since I read this back in June. He wrote it in April. What has been going on? Think about it right now. With their screaming for impeachment, with their screaming for harassment of everyone who supports the president. Stop traffic, stop airplanes, do whatever you have to do. Think about it. Think about what they're screaming over this Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. That does sound like a name out of some novel, doesn't it, Brett Kavanaugh? They're worried he's going to stop the killing of babies. He's going to reverse Roe versus Wade. Well, he can't. They're not worried about Brett. They're worried about going back to the Constitution because they've been outside that Constitution for a long time. And I hear the music once again, and I'm not quite done yet. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. I hope you realize what I'm trying to do. As awful as this sounds that I'm reading, that I'm sharing, you are the essential ones. And only you can restore what's left of our republic. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I have at least one caller here, and I'm going to ask him to remain patient with me if you can. The left wants war. That's what my message is today. And my message is the deplorables are the essentials, and they want war with you. President Donald Trump has caused the shadow government to come out of hiding. Oh, my goodness, aren't they an ugly lot? Professional government is a guild, like medieval guilds. You can't serve in it. You can't serve in if you're not a member. If you haven't been indoctrinated into the Ukraine rituals. If you aren't in the club. And Trump isn't in the club. He brought in a bunch of people who aren't in the club with him. And now we're seeing what the pros do when amateurs try to walk in on them. They spy on them. They investigate them. And they send them to jail. They use the tools of power to bring them down. Remember, they've had, what's the guy's name? They've had him in solitary confinement. That's not a free country. That's not a free country when FBI agents who support Hillary take out an insurance policy against President Donald Trump winning the election. It's not a free country when Obama officials engage in massive unmasking of the opposition. It's not a free country
when the media responds to the other guy winning by trying to ban the conservative media that supported him from social media. It's not a free country when all of the above collude together to overturn an election because the guy who wasn't supposed to win did. Deplorables rule, right? Have no doubt, he says, we're in a civil war between conservative volunteer government and a leftist Democrat professional government. But I want to add, it's not just the Democrats. We're going to go to Mark in Massachusetts. Mark, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. What's on your mind?
I'm calling from deep behind enemy lines in the People's Republic of Massachusetts.
Ah.
The land of Elizabeth Warren.
I'm sorry about that.
No. She is a joke. That's why you're laughing, because she is a joke. Anyways, I'm going to give you my humble opinion of what's really going on. And why the deep state has gone absolutely apoplectic. And this is the reason. You have the United States and Russia, two of the largest Christian nations on the face of the earth, who incidentally happen to control two-thirds of the world's resources, and the globalists and the people behind the globalists cannot stand the fact that there possibly could be an alliance between these two Christian nations. They fear that more than the wrath of hell itself. And that's why they're going completely berserk. I'll hang up and listen to you to your response.
Well, that's a very good point, Mark. I appreciate you making that point. I kind of mentioned that yesterday, that they call Russia a Christian nation now. It wasn't when it was the USSR. There was a song about the USSR. Remember that? And not only that, Mark, but these are the two large nuclear power countries, nations. Wouldn't it be nice if they kind of played good together, if they got along well together? They don't have to agree. But getting along would be good. But you're making an excellent point. An excellent point that they are, because the left, they don't want you to have your God or your guns. You know, President Barack Obama made that comment. I can't quote him exactly. But over this Second Amendment stuff, he made a comment about the, of course, we're radicals if you uphold the Second Amendment. We're radicals. Clinging to our gods and our guns. Well, yeah. But I'm not going to cling to government, that's for sure, because look what's going on with it. How many communists do we have in place in our government? Not only is Brennan a communist, he gets a government pension. We're paying this man to insult our president. You know, when we won that first revolution, we did the impossible. The deplorables did the impossible against the king. They were the essentials. We had an army that was run by President George Washington. Well, it was General Washington then. But they couldn't have won the war without the essentials. The deplorables, the citizens who had enough of what the king was doing to them. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. George Washington. Well, do you think 97 taxes... is a bit of a burden, unnecessary burden. One of these days, we'll just have to go through all this. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous how they are controlling the people. The D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, can't come up with enough ways to take your money. Oh, now we have Bernie Sanders and, you know, the Republic of Massachusetts gave us Elizabeth Warren, who's out there talking about the rich and how we need to, share the wealth. But I don't see them writing any checks. Do you? Do you see them writing any checks? How much is Elizabeth Warren giving back to Massachusetts? Bernie Sanders is a joke. I think he owns 5 houses. I think he has 5 homes. I don't know what he makes. But he's worth millions, and he's worth a lot more since he let Hillary have that election. He was bought and paid for at the end. The money was worth more than being president. But you see, they thought they had it wrapped up. They thought Hillary shattering that ceiling or whatever they call that, she thought it was bought and paid for. But it wasn't. Because the deplorable essentials showed up to the election polls and voted. And we decided we'd had enough of the Republicans. We kept voting them in and they kept doing squat. So we decided to put a president in there that's got a big mouth. He talks a lot. But he seems to be behind most of what he says. But he hasn't been able to get, as much as he's gotten done, he hasn't been able to get near done what he promised the people. Because the Republicans aren't allowing it. We can blame the Dems, the DIMs, not the brightest bulb in the box. But it's the RIPs, the Republicans, R.I.P., ripping this nation apart because they refuse to represent the essential deplorables. And it's up to us to make that change. It's up to us to demand them. Oh, yeah, they listen to phone calls. We're going to have to figure this out. We're going to have a plan, like the A-team. We've got to have a plan. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free. And I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168 now and use promo code BethAnn to take advantage of Mike's buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st, so don't delay. Order now by calling 1-800-978-6168 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code BethAnn.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power. with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to the phone lines. We've got Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you doing today?
Oh, well, I'm still getting by in spite of the heat. How are you, Beth Ann?
And we're doing good. I think we're going to get hit with a storm here pretty soon.
Oh, well, we're supposed to be really, really hot today.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe you'll get the storm tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I think I'd rather have the storm.
I think, yeah, but it's been pretty hot. What's on your mind today?
But, well, I want to say that you're talking about the Civil War that's coming, that's started already.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to be in a place that might end up relatively peaceful in spite of the Civil War going on all over the country, they might consider moving here to Northwest Arkansas. Here's the reason I say that. I find that very few people around here want to talk about politics, and especially national politics. And of the few people around here that do talk about politics, generally they want to talk about some local issue and, you know, not really national politics. And the few people I find around here that do want to talk about national politics are generally people that have moved here from someplace else, and I happen to be one of those.
Mm.
So another thing I find is that now, I don't, you know, before the election, I wore my Trump Make America Great Again hat all the time.
Yeah.
And went around, and nobody seriously, you know, a few people would say, hey, I like your hat and stuff like that. But nobody really, you know, got in my face or got against me because of it. You know, nobody attacked me. It was really nasty to me because of it. And since the election, since Trump's been president, I don't wear it all that much because I don't feel all that enthusiastic about Trump, because it seemed like so often he's kind of wishy-washy and lets his globalist advisors that he surrounds himself with be. He seems to let them talk him back from his original position, which was a lot better than what he ends up doing.
Let's talk about that just a second.
Okay.
Because I don't disagree with you on that. But that, I think that, again, is proof of how deep this state runs. The shadow government. Well, I mean, where are you going to pull anybody from? I mean, he brought in a lot of outsiders, he did, at the beginning, and those haven't stayed too well. And he still has a lot of nominees that have not been confirmed.
for his administration. So I think, again, that proves that how deep this state really is, deeper than he even anticipated it being, with high-ups in the military and some of the others that he thought he could bring on board that were supposedly conservatives.
Well, you've got a point there, but I just think he probably could do more to, you know, try to bring in more real patriots to his government. You know, like, mm-hmm. I know there was something of a campaign to get Sheriff Richard Mack into the Secretary of Interior, I think he was. And, you know, Trump didn't seem to pay any attention to that whatsoever. And, you know, it seems like there's a lot of, you know, strong, you know, really firm patriots and so on like that. Another one may be Stuart Rhodes, you know, the man that started the Oath Keepers organization.
Yes.
You know, and it seems like he could do more to...
Well, Sheriff like Clark, too. We haven't heard from Sheriff Clark in a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. I think you're partly right, but I think there's more that Trump could do to, you know, try to bring... better patriots into the government. But what I was saying was that every once in a while, you know, since there's been so much talk of the Civil War going on and so on like that, every once in a while, excuse me, I will put on my Trump Make America Great Again hat and go around town, you know, doing my business with it on. And hardly anybody ever even remarks on it. And, you know, nobody's ever been nasty to me or attacked me or anything like that because of it. So it seemed like people around here in Northwest Arkansas seem to hardly care about national politics. So if you want to avoid the worst of the Civil War, you know, you might consider moving here to Northwest Arkansas because it seemed like, you know,
people here
just don't care much about the whole thing.
Maybe the majority of them agree with your hat.
Their own personal business.
I was going to say, maybe the majority of them agree with your hat. You know, the deplorables are pretty much us Midwesterners, you know, Arkansas and Missouri and, I don't know about Illinois. It's Kansas. I mean, we're the ones in rural America that they hate, and we are the essential, the foundation of this nation. We're the ones that produce. Not that nobody in the city produces or anything on the coastals, but we're the ones that they hate, and we're the ones that are supposedly the forgotten people. And it's because we do stay silent. We don't want to be messed around with. We just want to have our life and just live our lives, you know, and do our job and do whatever entertains us, you know, and worship in whatever way we want to worship. We don't want them in our lives. Then when they get upset, when somebody like Hillary gets upset and starts calling us names, then we kind of pay attention. But we have been the forgotten ones, and we've allowed this to happen and run over us. I'm saying we, pointing at me, because you know, there were years I stayed silent, and I don't know that my voice is doing a whole lot of good now. I'm hoping it is. It's not doing me a whole lot of good, but that's not what it's about. It's about waking this nation up and calling us not to pick up guns, but calling us to take action as a republic. But I don't disagree with you on what, you know, Trump has surrounding him. But he also has more clergy around him than any president ever has. And I do believe he's being kept safe because of a lot of prayers in this nation. Thank you, Joe. I always appreciate what you add to the show. I do. One of the people that President Donald Trump has is his Department of Education, which is Betsy DeVos. And she recently had made the statement about the Fed should get out of school discipline policy and withdraw the Obama-era guidance. Well, it's not just Obama-era. Some of this stuff's been going on for a long time. We can't just blame one administration, although he did a lot of damage of getting into things that the federal government should not be into. Our public school system has been run over a long time by feds. And that started, it didn't start, but that was one of the promises President Ronald Reagan made us that did not happen. He was going to get rid of the Department of Education and put it in the hands of the states. But instead, it got bigger. So he, too, had people surrounding him that were deep state. The federal government should not be involved. Just think how much more money your state your community would have for your public school if you quit sending it to the federal government and you kept it all there. You send it to them and they give you a little bit back. Next thing you know, you don't have much. But you got a lot of rules. You got a lot of regulations. You got a lot of mandates. They're going to tell you what you can fix and serve for lunch and how many people can ride the school bus and where you can get the school buses from. Those are done by outsiders now. An outside contract for school buses. Well, I'm not totally against that. There is war in this nation. It's not just politics as usual. The deplorables are the essentials, and they know it. The enemy knows it. And they don't accept the president that you elected. You cannot let this man and his family stand alone. You have to stand with them. We're going to come up with a plan, and I need you on board. You need to be on board listening, and I'm going to try and contact. If anybody knows how I can contact the pack that Ed Rollins is running, you need to let me know, because we're going to try and get them on board, because the way to speak to the forgotten men and women is to give them a voice, and this show gives you a voice to help you. You know what I'm going to say. Bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.